कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे श्रील प्रभुपाद की पावन सरोवर धाम की जय। सो आई विल कंप्लीट द स्टोरी ऑफ पीली पोखर फ्रॉम बरसाना। डिड आई टेल यू दैट विश्वानु महाराज ओपन द ट्रेजरी ऑफ पर्ल्स एंड सेंड 1 lakh गार्लैंड्स ऑफ द पर्ल्स एंड आउट ऑफ दैट 1,000 garlands of pearls Krishna stole because he saw his father and mother little worried that such beautiful pearls have come. How will we be able to return those gift? What can be the return gift comparable to this? Because Vishwanu Maharaj, having Radharani as his daughter, was naturally more rich than Nanda Maharaj. So Nanda Maharaj did not have such kind of quality of jewels. So Krishna quietly stole 1,000 garlands of those pearls, broke all of them and planted them in the backyard of his house. And next day he came and told mother and father, please come and collect the pearls. I have planted them in the tree, in the field. So they laughed. He said, "Kiss my baby, is so innocent and so small." And he was like insisting them to come and see. They said, "What is there to see? I mean, how can it be possible?" But because of the Bal Hatta, because of the childhood, insistence, they had to go to please him. And they were still laughing, our innocent child, And when they went at the backyard, they saw the full field filled with crop. And the crop had millions of pearls on that. Then they stopped laughing. And they only started plucking. Till that time they said, "Oh, my small child who is innocent." He told them, "On the way that I planted them, each one, I broke them." See, my child is. He broke all the garlands. He just made them into millions of pearls like that. I planted them, I dug hole for each pearl, and I had to put prajraj on that. I put water in each pearl. So many millions of pearls I watered myself. And a big trees have, when big plants have grown out of that, each plant is giving so many hundreds of pearls. And they're on the way, discussion is going on. And they're laughing. And they went to that place and it was filled with pearls. Then they plucked all the pearls, put it in the bullock cart, and sent as a return gift to Barsana. That place is very close by here, where he planted pearls. It's called Moti Kund. The lord there is called Moti Bihari. So you all can take go and darshan, and take the beautiful darshan of a very peaceful, happy place called Moti Kund. Then those pearls reached Barsana, and Kirti Maiya and Vishwabhanu Maharaj was very happy that they also accepted our desire. We also responded, they also accepted. Now this will go on. This will proceed further. We'll go ahead with the relationships. Somebody asked me in the morning that why they didn't get married. And they went away to Nandagaon. The four of them who were there. So I said, I'll answer you in next lecture. But they were not there, so I didn't answer. But why did they not get married? Because I'll tell you, after that what happened? Radharani took those pearls, and at one place in Barsana she planted them. And she grew diamonds out of them. So who is stronger and bigger, tell me? Who is more powerful? Krishna, he was also miraculous. He is also very powerful. He planted pearls and grew pearls. Radharani planted pearls and grew diamonds, the higher items she produced. And that place is called Ratnakunda. It's in Dabara, Rangadevi's village. It's a beautiful place where there is a big pond called Ratnakunda. At the bank of Ratnakunda, she did kheti of diamonds. Hare Krishna. Difficult to believe, na? But it is all spiritually, it is all possible. When we have faith and mercy of Guru Maharaj, we will see all these things happening in front of our eyes. Spiritual life is very mysterious. Many miraculous things happen in spiritual life. And we are very fortunate participants of this wonderful spiritual life that we have been bestowed upon. So anyways, another story that, you know, Anasuya, na? Anasuya Devi. Anasuya Devi was celebrated as the most chaste lady in the whole creation. And demigods were discussing about her chastity on earth. Demigods are residing on heavens, and Anasuya is on earth. A three rishi's wife she is. And her chastity, because the demigods' wives, they would feel they are the most chaste ladies. In chastity, they are the best. So Parvati Devi and Brahma's wife and Lakshmi Devi, Vishnu's wife, they are all discussing, thinking that they are the best chaste ladies. But they were told that they are not the most chaste ladies. There is one on earth. So they got, you know, transcendental irsha. And they said, oh really? They are more chaste than us also. She is. So we would like to go and test her. How would we get convinced that they really is true or not? So they said, you all go and test her. So Lord Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh, they went down on earth as sadhus to beg at their kuti, Bhavati Bhikshan Dehi. So first of all, she didn't come out for a long time. And they were like getting angry. We are standing here and we are begging you. Why don't you give us bhiksha? So she said, wait, I am serving my husband. I will come and serve you. Then she came and said, okay, I will feed you. We want to eat, so we will feed you. So he said, okay, we'll eat from your hand, but with one condition, that you have to serve us without wearing any cloth on the body. That means chastity is broken, na? Immediately. So she understood that they are not ordinary people, they are some special people, and they want to test. So she went inside, she took out the kamandala of her husband, in which he had put the water of his morning prayers, all morning abhishekam, worship. And the Tirtha comes, no? So the Kamandalu was with Tirtha. So she came back out with the Kamandalu, took out water and threw on all three of them. And they became naked children, crawling babies. And then she also removed all her clothes and fed them. Because from babies, there is no chastity, there is nothing like problem. Babies are babies. And the babies became so attached to the mother. She became their mother. She fed them. And they stayed there only. As the children started playing in their courtyard, staying with her, she gave love to them, she fed them, everything she did for them. A long time passed away. And then they didn't go back to Swargaloka to tell their wives that how they were convinced that she is the best chaste lady. So then these ladies came down searching. And they knew where they had gone. So they came straight to Atri Rishi's house and asked Atri Rishi's wife, Anasuya, where are our husbands? They came here. I know, but where are they? He said, they look, they are playing there. They saw their husbands, babies. No more their husbands, a child, crawling children. So she said, we want a husband back. So she took out the kamandal again and sprinkled water on them. And they became Brahma Vishnu Mahesh. By this time they became so attached to Anasuya Devi as mother. They said, we will leave, go, but we will have one request to you, that we want to become your children. So she said, fine, tathastu, you can become my children. So Durvasa Muni became, Lord Shiva became her son as Durvasa Muni. Vishnu became her son as Dattatreya. And I forgot who Brahma became what. All three of them actually came together and became Dattatreya. And separately Lord Shiva also appeared in her womb as Durvasa Muni. But while giving this benediction, she also cursed them that you tested us, right? You tested me. You came to test me actually. So I curse you that you'll become stones. Patthar ban jao. Because you tested me. So all these three big guys, they became stone in Brajbhumi. Brahma became Brahmachal in Barsana. Shiva became Nandishwar in Nandagaon. And Vishnu became Govardhan Mountain. And in Puran it is explained that Lord Ramachandra at one point of time in the creation personally installed these three mountains in Brajbhumi with their own hands. Established them. So you can imagine even Lord Vishnu has become a mountain here to assist Krishna in his pastimes. So this Nandishwar is Lord Shiva. And unlimited loving pastimes have taken place here. On Nandishwara is visible from here. Hare Krishna, Nandagaon ki jai, Nand Baba ki jai ho. And this is one of the most beautiful places of Nandagaon, called Pavan Sarovar. It was known as Nanda Sarovar before. And Nanda Baba was king, so he would take bath every morning here. And there's one well there. We can see for one well. Even though the Pavan Sarovar water is salty, the well water is very sweet. And Radharani came here from Barsana to cook for Krishna. From the day he started, Yashodamayi dug that well only for her, so that she can get sweet water and she can cook for Krishna. That is where Radharani would cook. And there is one ghat next to that called Yashoda Ghat. She had a special place to take bath. So Nanda Baba would take bath every day morning here in Nanda Sarovar. And that is the place where slope is there. The cows would come and drink water. And in some scriptures it is mentioned that Krishna has got some favorite places for friendly pastimes. The topmost liked place by Krishna, is the best number one place, is Gwalpokra. And Gwalpokra is the number one choice for Krishna to play cowherd boys' friendly pastime, Sakhiras. And this is number two place. Krishna loves to perform his friendly pastimes here with his friends. And at many, many places in Brajbhumi, Sri Krishna has exhibited in his pastimes that no need to go to any other place if you come to Brajbhumi. Brajbhumi is the shelter of all the holy places. Every single holy place who are persons, who are serving the Lord in the form of a holy place. Every river is a Devi. They are serving the Lord as a river, right? So, they all come to take shelter of Sri Vrindavan Dham. Sri Vrindavan Dham is the topmost of all holy places and is transcendental to all the holy places. And all the holy places for their purification take shelter of Vrindavan Dham as people. So there are unlimited stories in Vrindavan. How the many, many holy places have taken shelter in Brajbhumi. I'll tell you this place. Huh? So one day, Yashodamayi was making something called matri. You know matri? What is matri? Matri is a dry place, dry item, salty item, which is fried item, and which is made generally to travel. When you travel, you carry that, so it stays for a long time, you can eat, you can manage your traveling. So he asked, Krishna came and asked her mother, what are you making, mommy? So she said, I am making matri. So he asked, what is matri? So she said, this is a dry namkeen sweet, dry namkeen item, which we make when somebody goes on traveling. So who is going on traveling? So she said, Baba is going on traveling. Baba is going on traveling? Which place is going? He said, Baba is going to Triveni Ghat, Triveni Sangam. That is what? Allahabad. Why he is going there? So mother said, Triveni Sangam is very holy place. Ganga, Yamuna, Saraswati, all the rivers come together there. When the rivers come together, it becomes very powerful place to take bath. So Baba is very much happy and convinced to go there. Many elderly men also going with him. So Krishna didn't like the idea. Why Baba is going? So she went and met Baba. Nanda Baba, Baba, why are you going? He again explained, baby. Said, Baba, you don't go. No, 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 we have to go. So I have one request, he says. If you want to go, anyway you go, but go tomorrow instead of today. Tomorrow is Akshaya Tritiya. This year is coming on 29th April, Akshaya Tritiya. So he said, if you at all are convinced and determined to go, you go on good muhurta. It will be very auspicious for you. He said, yeah, I think it's fine. It's a one day delay is not a big thing. And plus, auspicious day is very good. I had forgotten. So that day was Dvitiya day. Vaishak Dvitiya. So he stayed over. And he again slept in the night at home. And next day he got up as usual and went to his own pond to take bath. Now he goes every day to the pond when it is very dark in the night. I mean, it's a 4 o'clock. It's a day, but it's still dark. And he would take his bath and perform his sadhana and worship Lord Vishnu. So he came to take his bath and he saw lot of light in the pond. When it's not supposed to be there. Huge light, effulgence. So he was very keenly looking at the direction of the light. And he saw the all the light is coming from one person. Who is very kingly, tall, has worn a tall crown and kingly dress and ornaments and everything. And with all the ornaments and dress and mukut, he is taking bath in my pond. It is also fine, but what he saw was most amazing. That he would take bath in the pond and he will roll in the dust in the corner of the pond. Now when you take bath, you will not again come and roll in the dust here. You already taken bath, you have changed your dress. But he was taking bath. And rolling in the dust, again going in the water, again rolling in the dust. So Baba was very amazed. He said, this is very unusual. I don't do this. So he went and approached. Naturally, he saw that person was not from this village because he never seen that person. He was a king, so he didn't see anybody kingly over there. So he went and bowed down. He said, Maharaj, who are you? He said, I am Prayagraj myself. I am Prayagraj. So, wow, Prayagraj. Said, Maharaj, Dandavat Pranam. He offered his Dandavat Pranam to him. And he said, I want to ask one question to you. What is the question? He said, I'm not understanding what you are doing actually. Can you explain to me what you are doing? He said, yes. Whole the year I am serving the Lord. Everybody is taking bath in me and leaving their sins. And I become really dull after 359 days. So on the day of Akshaya Tritiya, I take casual leave. And I come here and take bath. And all my years accumulation of sins, I wash off here. I become again effulgent. One minute, Prabhuji. Just wait. 2 minutes. Just wait. So, I take bath once in a year on this day. And I get rid, free of all the sins. I become completely effulgent and purified. And then the dust of this place is the essence of all devotional life. So, I roll in the dust. To smear myself with the dust, to get the essence of devotion to Krishna and do my service nicely. Nandama was really impressed. Wow, this is wonderful. And then he just turned around, he saw opposite bank. So many beautiful ladies were taking bath. With these crowns and jewels in their bodies shining. Many of them were taking bath. So he came all the way across. And he asked, oh Devis, who are you? So everybody said, I am Ganga, I am Yamuna, I am Saraswati, I am Sharayu, I am Kaveri. I am Narmada, I am Godavari, I am Bhima, I am Indrayani. My God, big band of all rivers in the form of Devis taking bath, rolling in the dust, taking bath. So they said the same thing. We are rivers serving the Lord, and on the order of the Lord, people take bath and we receive their sins and purify them, and we become contaminated. On this day of the year, we come here and take bath. It's our privilege to come and take bath here. So Nanda Maharaj cancelled his ticket immediately. He didn't bother whether the refund comes or not. He cancelled. He said, I'm not going. Because he understood, where I am going to purify myself, he is coming and purify himself in our kund only. So that day it was called as Pavan Sarovar. From that day on, it was called as Pavan Sarovar. And all the holy places come here on Akshaya Tritiya day and take bath here. So like that, there are many places in Vrindavan. I'll tell you one or two, I'll tell you. You are in the mood to hear? One day, there is one place called Kamyavan. From here 15 kilometers we go, north direction and south direction, place called Kamyavan. Huh? And there, one day, it's a place of cowherd pastimes and also Krastila. So one day, Krishna was there with the gopis and having nice pastimes. And the gopis said, we have heard that you have become Lord Ram in the past life. So Lord is saying, Krishna is saying, I'm a simple coward boy, you know. What is this? He's Lord Ramchandra. How can I become Lord Ramchandra? I'm just a devotee of Lord Ramchandra. So they became very angry with him. They said, don't act too much. We have heard and we completely know you were Lord Ram in the past time. We want to see you as Lord Ram. And he said, no. So they came to the point of discussion that if you don't show us your form as Lord Ram, we will stop talking with you. So you will say, don't talk with me, so what? As if, even if I was Lord Ram, don't talk with me, I'm okay. No, but for Krishna, when gopis tell that we will not talk to you, it's like thunderbolt. The most unacceptable, unbearable thing that they will not talk to me. If the coward boys say that we will not take you to play tomorrow, because you are a cheater, we'll not take you, it's like a shock for him. He will do anything to convince the boys, please take me, don't get angry with me. Parabrahma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the controller of everything in the universe, every leaf is moving with his desire. He is scared when the coward boys threaten him that we will not take you to next day to play with us. So as soon as they threaten him, we will not talk to you. We will say, yes. Close your eyes. So they close their eyes. Now then he said, open your eyes. And they opened their eyes. When they opened their eyes, they saw a big ocean in front of them. It's like, you know, they're on one side as spectators. And here, there's a drama scene. And the big ocean appears there. And there, they see Lord Krishna has become now green colored with the bow in the hand. And Balaramji has become bow in the hand. He has become Lakshman. Krishna has become Lord Ram. And all the coward boys have become monkeys. And then Lord Krishna, as Lord Ram, sits down at the bank of the ocean, establishes Shivalinga, Rameshwaram, and worships him. And then they all get up from there, and they all put stones in the ocean, and the stones float. And within few minutes, the whole bridge is ready. And they go to the other side of the whole bridge, and from there, ha 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 ha, who comes? Ravan appears. Sri Lanka appears. Ravan appears. And within no time, Lord Krishna, as Lord Ram, takes out his bow and arrow and shoots Ravan, and Ravan is dead. Hello, Ravanantakari, Sri Krishna Bhagavan, Sri Ram Bhagavan ki. Now it took long time to build the bridge, to have the war, so many days, one after another, everybody was getting killed, and finally Indrajit came and Ravan came. But this was express drama. Short and sweet drama. Within a few minutes, in the fraction of seconds in front of their eyes, everything happened. And after Ravan was killed and he fell down, a sound came in the sky. Close your eyes. Close their eyes. Open your eyes. Open their eyes. And they saw Krishna as Krishna back, Balaram as Balaram back. All the monkeys have turned into coward boys. But the Shivalinga, the bridge and the ocean and Sri Lanka remained there only. Even today you can go and see. Setu Bandha, Rameshwaram and Sri Lanka. Of course no water is there now, but Setu Bandha is still there. Ye sab angrezi bolne wale. Radhe radhe. Sab log samajhte hain, Hindi samajhte hain. Haan.
मैं यहाँ का पान सरोवर का कुछ बोलता हूँ।
हाँ बता दिया उन्हें मैंने। तो सो दिस स्टिल देयर अनदर टाइम्स व्हाट हैपेंड, नंद बाबा वाज प्रिपेयरिंग टू गो टू आदि बद्री एंड केदारनाथ चार धाम, अगेन कृष्णा वाज अनहैप्पी। ब्रजवासी आपको बताएंगे क्या करना चाहिए। सो बाबा इज प्रिपेयरिंग टू गो टू चार धाम, अगेन कृष्णा वाज अनहैप्पी। सो कृष्णा इज सेइंग व्हाई आर यू गोइंग, ही सेड व्हेन यू आर नॉट बोर्न, यू वर बोर्न टू लेट, वी आर वेरी ओल्ड बाय दैट टाइम, सो वी हैड सेड टू लॉर्ड दैट आफ्टर आवर वी गेट अ बेबी वील गो टू चार धाम यात्रा, इट्स आवर व्रत, वी हैव टू फुलफिल अवर वर्ड, नाउ यू आर बॉर्न, यू आर ऑलरेडी ग्रोन अप, सो वी हैव टू गो एंड फुलफिल अवर वर्ड समटाइम्स। तो इसे अभी क्या बोलने का, वॉट टू से, सो इसे क्लोज योर आइज, सो दे क्लोज देयर आइज, बाबा मम्मी एवरीबडी क्लोज देयर आइज, इसे ओपन योर आइज, एंड दे ओपन देयर आइज, दे वर इन द मिडल ऑफ नर नारायण माउंटेन, दे वर इन द मिडल ऑफ गंगोत्री यमुनोत्री हर की पेड़ी हरिद्वार एवरीथिंग, ओनली डिफरेंस वॉज दे आर नॉट एज हाई एज इट दे आर इन हिमालयस, दे आर वेरी अप्रोचेबल, वेरी क्लाइमेबल एंड वेरी क्लोज एंड नॉट एज कोल्ड एंड आईसी एज इट इज देयर। Immediately they closed, removed their clothes and went and took bath. They worshipped Narayana Rishi, worshipped Badri Vishal. They took bath in Ganga and Yamuna and they were very happy. And Narayana Rishi mountains, Gangotri, Yamunotri, everything remained there only. And little distance from there, also Kedarnath is there. You can climb in 10 minutes. Same thing. So there is Badrinath, there is Kedarnath. 15 kilometers from Kamdev, Kameshwar Mahadev. I mean, calm one. And Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, 68,000 holy places entered. That you know already, long story. In Vimal Kund, in calm one, Krishna took bath with 3 crore wives. The long story. How he married with 3 crore ladies. Daughter of King Sindhu, King Vimal of Sindhu Desh, who had 3 crores of girls. And Narad Muni had blessed that Krishna will marry them. So Krishna separated from Krishna of Braj and one Krishna went with the messenger to Sindhu Desh, which is today Sindh Prant, Pakistan. And there Bimal Raja had his own kingdom and his 3 crore girls. So Krishna went by airway and he came down on earth by airway. And Bimal Raja stood up. He was already performing fire sacrifice that time. So, as soon as Krishna landed, he woke up, he stood up and he called all his 3 crore girls and married all 3 crore girls with Krishna in that setting only. Then Sri Krishna took all the 3 crore girls by airway and came to Kamyavan. And in Kamyavan, Sri Krishna with his newly married wives, he performed Rasdila. And when he did Rasdila, the tears and the sweat of these ladies, divine fragrant water came from their body and collected to form Vimal Kunda. As soon as Vimal Kunda was formed, 84,000 holy places entered in that place. And Sri Krishna blessed that place. Whoever will take bath on this pond will never come back in the material world again. Will achieve Krishna Prema and go back to Godhead. So many places are there, not one place. So many, there are many, many more stories. How so many places? So Krishna came from Dwarka back here. At the end of Dwarka Leela, he killed Dantavakra and entered Mathura. And that time the gopis and the Brajvasis were in the last stage of separation, about to break down and finish themselves off. Krishna entered Brajbhumi and met all the Brajvasis and gopis. So gopis said, we have heard that you are crying in Dwarka and a river is formed there of your tears. And we heard that you made your kingdom in the ocean. There is no ocean in Brajbhumi. You want to see the ocean also. So Sri Krishna revealed Gomti Nadi and Ratnakar, that is the ocean of Dwarka, in Koshi. Koshi is near Nandagaon, very close by. From here, 15 kilometers. On this side. This side is Kamyavan. This side is Koshi. And Koshi was supposed to be the treasury of Nanda Maharaj. So Koshi is not different from Dwarka. Everything is there in Braj. There is no need to go out of Braj. And Braj Dham is complete and perfect. All the four places have their opulence as great places filled with Aishwarya. And Lord stays there in full Aishwarya. But when he comes here, he comes to play over here only. Not as the Lord, as an ordinary person. This is Khelan Bhumi of the Lord. Playful ground for Krishna's pastimes. So one who is able to attain this place in proper consciousness is the most fortunate person to come in Braj Bhumi. So now you will take bath in Pavan Sarovar and get the association and blessings of all the rivers and all the holy places. Hare Krishna. Srinandagaon Dham Ki. You see that pink gumat? What is that called in English? Pink, what is that called? Domes, right? You see domes? That is where Sanatan Goswami performed his bhajan at the bank of Pavan Sarovar. When his temple of Madan Manji was under construction, he had come to Nandagaon and he had performed his bhajan over here. This is the bhajan kutir of Sanatan Goswami. Also, Prabhupada's disciple, Akinchand Krishnadas, Prabhupada's godbrother, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj's disciple, Akinchand Krishnadas Swami Maharaj, who was 24/7 chanting Hare Krishna, was hardly ever seen sleeping or taking rest. Full day he would chant Hare Krishna. Prabhupada's very close friend. He was there when Prabhupada took sannyas in Mathura. And our dear Radhana Swami Maharaj was here when Akinchand Krishnadas Baba Maharaj also was here performing his bhajan. There's also a place there for his bhajan kuti also is there. So Radhana Maharaj, if you read the Journey Home book, there is wonderful interaction between him and Akinchand Krishnadas at this place only. Hare Krishna. So Krishna's number 2 choice, Sakhilila Sthan Ki Jai, Pavan Lila Pavan Sarovar Ki Jai, Jai Jai Sri Radhe Shyam. So thank you very much.